broadcast every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Network. Our special guest this morning is a former police officer who's written a book about how to get fired. So I'm going to let him tell you this story of his concern, having been in police work. And remember, we need police officers who are dedicated to protecting the public and dedicated to the high ideals. When you give somebody a badge and you give them a gun, you've got to know that you have a man there who can think, who'll do what's right, who's morally straight. And Pete, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So why don't you give us the background? I haven't had a chance to talk to you personally, so give us the background of how you happened to write your book.
Oh, great. What happened was I was a background investigator for several years, and my partner, my co-author of the book, current partner, is also he is a current background investigator. So we saw people coming into law enforcement for the wrong reasons, and so we decided to write this book and go step by step on, number one, first, should you be here? Should you be a law enforcement officer? Psychologically, are you prepared for all the problems and issues that you're going to face? And many people aren't. They get into it for the wrong reasons. They get into it for the benefits or the they want to look cool and they want to have some status in society, and that's not why you should get into it. It should be somewhat of a calling. It should be something you absolutely have to do in your life. It's almost not a choice. And once you do make that determination that it's right for you, you have to know how to get hired. It's very difficult to get hired in law enforcement and firefighting right now, and the reason being is they're looking for what you mentioned, strong moral people, psychologically fit, because you have to be able to deal with the things you're going to see. And in my book, I walk you through everything that's going to happen and all the entire process and some insider tips that will help you impress the sergeants in the oral interview and the chief when you interview with him, and get hired and obtain the job of your dreams.
All right, fine. Well, how long were you in law enforcement?
I've been in law enforcement for 18 years now, and I was 4 years in the United States Air Force. Tell you my story, how I decided to get into law enforcement. I was in high school, and we were at an away game in kind of a ghetto area, and I was on the baseball team. And we finished before the tennis team did, and we shared the bus with them. So we were waiting in the parking lot in the bus, no supervision, just a bunch of 17-year-olds. And one of the guys on our team, who was pretty much a loudmouth, started making racial slurs at this lowrider-type vehicle. It was a Hispanic guy. And he continuously barraged this person with insults until finally the guy had enough, and he stepped onto the bus, and he had tattoos everywhere. He was what I know now as a hardcore parolee, but I didn't know then. And he grabbed a baseball bat from the equipment bag that was at the front of the bus, and he held it over his head, and he threatened anybody to step forward. At this point, I was kind of in the middle of the bus. And I was strategically thinking what I was going to do if he started hitting people. There was an equipment bag close by, and I was going to grab a baseball bat and do what I had to do. So afterwards, I really didn't think much of it until a couple days later, when I started thinking, why wasn't I scared? Not that I don't get scared. I do. We all do. But at that time, I was more inclined to think how to solve the situation, how to deal with it. And it was a lightning bolt that my calling was to be a police officer.
Well, what did happen in the confrontation?
Well, what did happen was nobody stepped forward. We just kind of sat there, and the loudmouth was humbled, and the guy put the bat back into the equipment bag and said, "That's what I thought." And he said something in Spanish that I didn't understand at the time, probably an insult, and got back in his car and drove away. I was pretty impressed by the parolee. I mean, he had a lot of command presence. It's a term we use all the time. And I was really impressed, I have to say, and that he could control a group like this. And all those factors went into the epiphany that this is what I'm supposed to do in my life.
Knowing what you know now, what would you have done differently?
In that situation?
Yes.
The same thing. You know, it's kind of helped me to deal with stuff now because you don't always have to force an act of violence. A lot of times situations will resolve themselves if you just let them play out. For example, hostage situation. Most of the time in a hostage situation, nobody's going to die or he would have killed them already. So what happens is you just talk reason and you let it filter in there a little bit at a time, and eventually the person complies with your demands and comes out. And a lot of situations are that way. If the person didn't do the violent act immediately, they're less inclined to do it unless they're provoked in some other fashion. So I'm kind of the police officer on patrol that kind of calms everything down. Not meaning I can fix everything, because there's a lot of situations that there's nothing you can do about. But I'm the kind of officer that just kind of, you know, brings tranquility to the scene and just calms the suspect down. Last year or the year before, I can't remember, I got a Medal of Valor for there was a male that was fighting with his wife, and he just had enough, and he grabbed his one-year-old by around the throat with his arms, and our officers got there, and the officers tried to get him to drop the baby, because they obviously didn't want to bring this guy down with a baby in his hands because the baby might get hurt. Well, the guy backed up into the garage and grabbed a gas can and was throwing gas on the officers and dousing himself with it. And he also held a lighter in the same hand that he was holding the baby with. And the officer didn't want him to spark that up, of course.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Travel is the world's largest industry, growing 23% faster than the global economy. Online travel is the fastest growing segment of e-commerce. You can have your own online travel business, enjoy the tax advantages of a home-based business, and the rewards of excellent company bonuses like medical benefits and life insurance. For a brief presentation, go to www.tripandtourrewards.com. That's tripandtourrewards.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden. Danny and I would like to invite you to join us for a special night of Messianic praise and worship music and dance. It'll be this Saturday, April the 7th at 7 p.m. The place, 3J's, Johnstown Java and Jams here in Johnstown, Colorado. Seating is limited, so you do need to make advance reservations. There will be a $7 love offering taken at the door. So we invite you to join us once again, April the 7th, 7 p.m., 3J's. See you there.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Peace Network.
Hello?
I guess it's more morning people than Jordan. Pete, you were telling us about the situation where the man had doused himself with gasoline, holding the baby and holding a lighter. So what happened?
Well, he further went into the garage, and then he cranked up his and opened the valves of the propane barbecue that he had stored in there. So now we have a real, obviously, volatile situation, and I kind of took over trying to calm the guy down, and what finally happened was I got him to give the child up, and then all we had was him in the back and in the corner of the garage, and then eventually I got him to come out. So it was a good job by everybody on scene, and what the problem was, though, we ended up having a headache for a couple days afterwards because of all the gas, toxic fumes, and propane. So, you know, even little situations like that, as a police officer, you'll pay for. I mean, who knows what it does to your insides or your brain or whatever. But these are the kind of situations I talk about in my book, which you can get on hiredbypolice.com. This job has to be, it really does have to be a calling. It has to be for you. And if it's not, then don't do it. Stay away, because it's one of the few jobs in America. Actually, it's probably the only job in America where you can go to prison for trying to do the right thing. And that's pretty eye opening.
Yes, it is rather frightening, you know, because sometimes officers do act irresponsibly, and other times they're just doing their job, and you know, anybody can make a mistake, and sometimes maybe it isn't a mistake, but somebody can construe it as such. Now, what about sometimes women in police work? How do you feel about women in police work?
Well, there's a big story out here in California with Gloria Allred. She's an attorney that kind of takes on women's causes and actually anything that can get publicity. And
I think it was Mark Twain who said he never knew a man he didn't like, but he'd never met Gloria Allred. Go ahead.
Yeah, she is an interesting person. I'll just leave it at that. There was a group of female correctional officers, and the inmates were performing lewd acts in front of them, and the correctional officers, for whatever reason, couldn't handle it themselves, or didn't have the confidence in their own abilities to take action and correct the situation. So they told their supervisors, and their supervisors apparently didn't do much else, and they filed a lawsuit against the institution. I think that makes it harder on all women in law enforcement. I think it makes it more difficult for them to get the respect that they do deserve. And I think those women got into the job for the wrong reasons, and then when they finally saw that these inmates don't have any rules, that's why they're in prison, they just couldn't handle it and wanted an easy way out and maybe a monthly paycheck for the rest of their lives. So when I say, do I believe in women in law enforcement? Oh, absolutely I do. But I want them to get into it for the right reasons. I want them to understand that it is violent, that it is vulgar. There's things that I wish I didn't see. There are situations out here that are unbelievable, and it gets to where you believe them, which is very difficult. So I think women need to understand. They're beautiful creatures. They're better than men, in my opinion. And sometimes emotionally, they can't get to that level where they are okay with what's happening, where they understand that, you know, this is just the nature of man in some regard.
Well, I always worry about having a married man and an attractive police officer paired up. I think that really is just a prescription for disaster as far as the man, the officer's marriage, the male's marriage. Just being constantly with another woman is not a good situation.
You're right. Temptation can take effect, and nobody needs that. Dr. Stan, can I tell you a story about what occurred where an officer was doing the right thing and he's facing prison right now?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. There's an officer in San Bernardino, California, who went on a 110-mile-an-hour pursuit. And during this pursuit, the person was driving recklessly in addition to the speeds, but weaving in and out of traffic, going through red lights, cutting people off, and eventually crashed. When he got out of the passenger got out of the car, and the deputy stepped out to order him to the ground, he wasn't complying. He was not doing anything the deputy said. And eventually he brought his hands down to his waistband, where a lot of people carry weapons, and the deputy shot him. Well, this person ends up being on leave in the Air Force, and which I think is a disgrace anyway, the fact that my son's going in the Air Force, and I'm very proud of him, and I would never act like that, would never do something like that. And this this person is now not only suing civilly the department and the deputy, but he'll be going to trial next month, and I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't spend some time in prison. And that's really, really sad, and it's a reflection on our society where there are no rules, where everything's okay. You can murder people like O.J. Simpson and Robert Blake, and that's okay. As long as you have a good attorney, you'll get out of it. And it's really, really sad what they're doing to the officers and deputies. And what I see the trend in law enforcement is the officers doing less. They're taking less action. And that's only going to hurt society even more.
Well, was this officer sent to prison for shooting this gentleman?
He is facing trial next month.
He's facing trial. The thing is that you've got to make a split second decision. And when somebody, you feel that you're threatened, and this fellow is absolutely refusing to do what he's told. Now, was this the passenger or was this the driver?
It was the passenger, yes. And it was right after the crash. They crashed into a brick wall.
What was this fellow's excuse for refusing to obey the officer's commands?
You know, that's the terrible thing. They don't even have to talk. We all understand Miranda and the fact and the Fifth Amendment, and they don't have to give their side of the story. We're just assumed because we shot this individual that and he didn't have a gun that we're automatically guilty. Well, it was dark, and even if it wasn't dark, if people saw how fast things happen, I liken it like this. If you go to a batting cage in baseball, pretty much, and one time or another in our lives, we've all been to one, and you see the pitch when you first get there, and it's extremely fast, but when you start watching it more and more and more, it's kind of slows down, and you can maybe even start hitting it. That's kind of what happens with videotapes and with juries. They look at it so step by step that it ends up seeming like a long process, which in reality was only about a second and a half.
Right.
Yeah. So it's very difficult. I wouldn't recommend or not recommend law enforcement. It's something that each individual has to know that they're meant to do, And that's what I talk about in my book is, you know, don't go into this for the benefits, the pay, the flex scheduling. There are a lot of good things to it. Your status in society, people respect you. The best thing I love about being a police officer is that my friends are police officers, and firefighters. I'm not around people that steal. I'm not around people that do drugs. I'm around people that are like me. And to me, that's the best thing. But I really do think it has to be in you. And if you're not sure, I really think that anybody is not sure should pick up a book, hopefully mine, but they should pick up a book and start doing some research on the internet and listening to radio programs and really understand what their role would be.
Well, occasionally do you get a bad police officer, somebody who takes advantage of his position.
We do. And that's why the psychological aspect is so important. A lot of people don't know this, but the testing is extremely rigorous. I think it was Lord Acton that said power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Absolutely.
And it's true. You come out here and all of a sudden you're in charge. Everybody has to do what you say. Johnny Cochran, as much as I despise the man, said the most powerful position in the United States is a police officer. And I was offended by that at first. And then I started thinking about what he said. And he's kind of right in a way. You know, we can pull anybody over we want. We can say anything we want. And people assume that it's the truth. That's why you have to do such an incredible background investigation. Because knowing that a small percentage will falter. A small percentage will not be able to handle that type of power. And the psychological testing we put them through, out here we use two different psychologists for our department, and they're both excellent, and they both have a tremendous amount of experience. And even they miss it sometimes because they're not able to predict how this guy is going to deal with the absolute power he's given. And but most of the time, 99% of the time, maybe even more, they're absolutely right on. We eliminate a lot of people in the psychological process. They give them the MMPI and the Wunderlich and all kinds of different tests, and to see not only their aptitude but their aptitude under pressure. A lot of people are intelligent, but you have to be a police officer or a firefighter, you have to have above average intelligence, but more importantly, you have to be able to utilize that under pressure. So there's smarter people out there, absolutely, college professors, doctors, probably some attorneys, but can they deal with the guy, you know, running from you and turning around with a gun and setting up a perimeter? And it's that kind of thing that they test for. One of the doctors we use actually has them in his office for 5 hours, and it's a constant, it's a pressure chamber is what it is, to see if they have what it takes to be out on the street.
Now, are you still in law enforcement? Are you an officer? Did you leave your position?
No, I am. I'm a sergeant on patrol.
Oh, okay.
I've worked a variety of assignments. Undercover narcotics. I've worked undercover vice crimes, backgrounds. But I always come back to my home, which is patrol. I kind of think this is real out here. It's like yesterday, there was an 85-year-old man that wandered away from his house, and the family, of course, was distraught. And we checked it around, and we ended up finding him. Somebody gave him a ride somewhere. We don't know that part, but he ended up in a hospital in another city. And we found this out for him, and the joy on these people's faces and the relief, you really can't put a price on that. It's something, and this happens all the time. So even though there are acts of violence, I mean, we have, shootings and knife attacks and people beating their wives, and that's an hourly to a daily event. But the joy you get from really helping somebody, you can't really explain it.
Well, you know, it is really a great profession, great calling, and overall, you know, I think that if you have a good leadership at the top, then you're going to have a good police force. If you don't have good leadership, why you can get total corruption like New York and Chicago in years past. But Sydney, overall here in California, I've been very impressed by the quality that we have, and I'm sure that you and many other areas. We'll be back when we get back. We'll help you solve it here.
Always taught that if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. Everyday life, job responsibilities, family needs, and spiritual life can suffer if your health is poor. So get your goals set accordingly. Improving your health is a good goal. Reaching optimal health naturally is a great achievement. If natural medicine with clear, easy answers and non-invasive techniques with the latest and advanced diagnostic tools is on your list, then take the first step toward feeling the best you have in years. Call Gateway Natural Medicine and Diagnostic Center at Gateway, you'll find reputable, competent doctors who specialize in treating chronic back pain, internal disorders, nutritional deficiencies, family and female care. You'll find a dedicated team with everything you need, including chiropractic, acupuncture, quick results, and caring people. Contact Drs. Kleber and Wink now at Gateway Natural Medicine and Diagnostic Center, 970-532-2755, 970-532-2755. Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.com.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Veterans, stop renting and start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Would you like to get the website out and tell our listeners how they can get copies of your book?
Well, thank you, Doctor. Yes, it's up. We're being updated right now, but it's www.hiredbypolice.com. HIREDBYPOLICE.com. Hiredbypolice.com. And on there, it'll explain how you can order through credit card or mail. Also, there's other books available, but the one I recommend is How to Get Hired in Law Enforcement and Fire. And there's a DVD which would help you, but the book is the most important. It covers everything. And Doctor, it actually covers what you had just mentioned before the break. It starts at the top, and that's why in the book I cover how you should research departments, because not everybody's personality fits each department. For example, you may be a kind of a aggressive officer that wants to go out and make arrests and stop gang members and that kind of person, type A, real high drive type A. Well, you're not going to do real well in a laid-back community that doesn't have much crime. And vice versa, if you're a laid-back kind of guy and you come to a high-crime area, you're going to have difficulty. And so you really want to see the administration and the chief and their thoughts and philosophies and work it out to where you feel that you fit in that department. And don't confine yourself to just the immediate area that you were brought up in. I mean, the United States is a big place, so there's literally thousands and thousands of police and fire departments that you could investigate, and just start the internet and then start making calls and ask a dispatcher or a watch commander or a station supervisor or a fire captain, hey, would you answer a few questions for me? Just call information, get the number, and start talking.
Well, let's see. I think we have a caller here. Who's on the line? Do we have a caller? Well, perhaps not. Anyway, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to talk to Pete, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And certainly being a police officer is a very important. We need responsible people within the police department. Is somebody there?
Yes.
Yes, hello? Who's there?
This is Pete. I'm hearing squelching noises.
Okay. Sometimes they will do that, and that's how they let us know there's somebody coming on the program. But in other words, people will call in to get a little beep there. Okay, fine. Well, now, what community do you work in at the present time?
I work in Orange County, California.
Sure, well, that's a pretty good area to work in. Although
yeah,
it is changing quite a bit, isn't it, for what it was 18 years ago?
Yeah, big time. People watch shows like The O.C. and all this, and they assume that that's what it's like. Well, there are areas like that in Orange County that are very affluent and multimillionaires and probably billionaires up in the hills and by the beach. But where I work is Santa Ana, California. It's it's probably about 400,000 people, and probably about 70% Hispanic. We have a large influx of illegal immigrants in the city, and a lot of crime. Very, very active city, but a very good police department. And the community, we're very supported by the community, which is not always the case. And I always say every department is one incident away from being a bad department. And you see it all the time where, an officer maybe doesn't even get out of control, but as we talked about earlier with the tapes, and they show it over and over again, and it starts looking slow motion and worse, and then all of a sudden the department is under fire for whatever, misconduct, constant abuse, when really nothing further could be the truth, because we do have uses of force in this city quite often, but if people understood the restraint that we had and the force that we could have used on many, many, many occasions, they would be astounded, absolutely astounded. So I would just say that when an officer does use force, not always, but most of the time, he was absolutely in the right.
Well, how do you feel about the use of the taser, taser people? In other words, there's a lot of criticism for the use of it, but it's certainly a lot better than shooting somebody, isn't it? Hello?
Hello, doctor?
Yes.
I heard something about a taser question.
Yes.
Recently, all of our officers have been given tasers, very effective tool. What it is it? Here's the problem: society doesn't like to see hands-on. when you hit somebody or strike somebody with a baton, that kind of shocks their conscience, and they don't realize that we've done everything we can to not do that. So the taser seems to be, more, the public seems to be okay with that. Like, the guy was out of control, you employ the taser, he goes down, you handcuff him, and it's over. They seem to prefer that. It's still too new as of a weapon. I've used the taser many times. Usually only sergeants carry them, but now every officer is carrying them, which is safer for the officer, because in the 20 years that I've been doing this, what I see now is there's more mentally ill people out in the street than there ever was. There's more violent mentally ill. You know, we'll get a call almost probably 3 or 4 times a day of a man going crazy at a Denny's or at an intersection, or, you know, banging on cars, jumping on top of cars, it's kind of scary, because a normal rational person you can deal with functionally. You can explain things to them, even if they're angry or violent or upset at their wife or whatever. You can go step by step and bring them down. But a mentally ill, violent person, very, very difficult to bring back down without using some type of force on them.
Why do you think we're seeing so many more mentally ill and violent people than we have in years past?
Oh, absolutely.
Why? Yes. Why are we seeing so much more of it? That's the $64,000 question.
You know, I have a theory on that. If you talk to the social workers and the psychiatric units and stuff, they'll blame it on Ronald Reagan. I don't know if I go with that. What I think is there's always a standard deviation of society. You're always going to have 5%, whatever the number that you decided is, you're always going to have that number. Well, there's more people than ever before now. So, of course, that percentage even stays the same. There's going to be more of them. But also, it could be the drugs that the doctors are prescribing. It could be if more people are aware before they would be sick or live out in their shack, you know, in the middle of Montana or something. But now they're among everybody in society.
And we'll be back in a moment here to wrap up the program.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bio Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperFood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperFood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Pete Bollinger, and I think we have Hillary on the line. Hillary, are you there? Hillary? Hillary, are you there? Well, I don't know what happened to Hillary. She was calling in, wanted to speak to Pete. So anyway, we were simply talking about why we seem to have so many more violent people. Are you having a lot of trouble with the MS-13 or other gangs there in the Santa Ana area?
Yeah, we're having trouble with there's actually so many gang members now and so many different gangs. It really is hard to keep track of them. In Los Angeles, I think they have about 50,000 gang members. In just our little city of 400,000, we have about 20,000. So, our hands are tied by the attorneys and the judges and who give lenient sentences and tag us with rules that they wouldn't if the gang members were in their neighborhoods. But but the way it is now is each gang has their little territory, and every once in a while they'll venture out and do a drive-by, or there's been some stabbings lately. Edged weapons are coming back, and we're trying to figure out why. But generally across the United States, and particularly in the West and Southwest, the Mexican Mafia controls most of the gangs. And a great movie to watch. It's kind of an older movie, but to understand the Mexican Mafia is American Me with Edward James Olmos.
What's the title?
American Me, the actor is Edward James Olmos. Excellent movie to kind of get you going, and then I would say the second best movie to see with, although I despise this actor, Sean Penn, he did a great job in this movie, was called Colors. Those two movies will really give you a good feel for gang life in Southern California. Colors was actually the most practical for police officers. Great movie. It really is like that. That's how it works. If somebody were to want to become a police officer and a firefighter, because a lot of people don't understand that firefighters are targets too. They get attacked and they'll be in scuffles. And we've had firefighters, not our city, but in other cities, surrounding cities, shot before. So you have to be. You're a public servant. You're a symbol of public trust. And you're a target. So kind of some of this stuff goes for firefighters as well. But those two movies are excellent. I would highly recommend them. If somebody were to watch those two movies and read my book, I think they'd have a real excellent grasp of public safety.
Well, are we winning the war against the gangs and against violence? Or are we progressively losing it? That's the question.
Yeah, we're losing it. And I'm not just being a cynical 20-year veteran here. I look at things pretty objectively. The problem is there are no rules. Like I said at the beginning of our discussion, there are no rules. Everything's okay. The lawyers will fix it. What used to be a felony 20 years ago is now a misdemeanor and sometimes an infraction. And not only that, but when you prosecute a case, when you make an arrest, the burden of proof is so unbelievable. A lot of times you don't even make the arrest because the DAs won't file the case. So when you do make an arrest and you file the case, maybe 60 or 70% of them they prosecute, they actually file the case, and then they try to plead them out, and then they give them lenient sentences, and the jails are overcrowded. No, I'm really I'm worried what our country has in store for us over the next couple decades.
Well, I share your concern. You know, when you stop and think, we have 2 million people in prison, but by the time you get on probation and parole, you're talking about 6 or 7 million Americans in prison, probation, or parole. Something's happened to the soul of America. Have you ever considered that?
I have, and I agree. You know, it's not only spiritually but practically. We're in a downward spiral, and it's and this we can't get out. I see no relief in sight. I see just good people needing to beware and stay away. And if you see something suspicious or something that makes you uneasy, take your family and go somewhere else. You drive up to a stoplight and a bunch of teenagers next to you are blaring their music. You know, in the past we might have stared them down or even asked them to turn their music down, but the way society is today, you do that, you might end up shot.
Sure.
It's really a sad state of affairs.
But the thing is, of course, unless you punish the people who have weapons and use them irresponsibly, and they know there's going to be terrible consequences, nothing's going to happen. They want to disarm the law-abiding citizens and let the criminals element that have guns go free.
Absolutely true. In fact, in another book I wrote, I propose that abused women, and I'm not talking about just a normal domestic violence, which there shouldn't be any, but there is. I'm talking about where the female absolutely 100% knows that this man is stalking her and is going to kill her, because it happens all the time. Murder-suicides happen all the time. I believe that woman, and this is not a popular thing for a police officer to say, but it's in my heart, I believe that woman should get trained, should go to her local gun shop, should understand and how to use them, and see what she can do to protect herself, because it happens all the time. And then you'll talk to the family, and the family will say, oh, we knew he was going to do it, we just didn't know when.
Sure.
Well, by the time you call the police and we get there, it's, you know, at the fastest 5 minutes. And that's if we're all available, with traffic, and it's just difficult to get places now with all the cars on the road. So the right to bear arms is absolutely a fundamental right that we should never, ever give up. And the criminals, you know, if we were stricter on the criminals way back, you know, 20, 30 years ago, we wouldn't be having these problems that we are now. Now they understand if they commit some crime.
Hey, we're out of time. Thanks so much, Pete. I'd love to get you on my other program. Give me a call off the air. I'll get you on my other program. Great message. Bye-bye.
Great.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont, we buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont, 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
Well, Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Pete this morning. I have several points I wanted to make out. First of all, what happened with the O.J. Simpson trial? Most people think he was guilty. After all, I mean, all the evidence showed he was guilty, and the media really, of course, tried and convicted him. But if you ever noticed when Time magazine was discussing this, they had O.J. Simpson on the front page of Time magazine, and they darkened his skin, so he looked very black. And O.J. Simpson was not a dark-skinned black man. Why did they do that? Well, there is another side to the O.J. Simpson story. We put together a four-tape set on O.J. Simpson. We still have it. Nobody really cares. Everybody's got their mind made up. At least if you're white, you believe he was guilty. If you're black, you believe he was framed. Was he framed? Did they frame a guilty man? Well, it's an interesting story. The four-tape set on O.J. Simpson we have. And then, why are we in the problems we're having today? Why? Because they took God and prayer and right and wrong out of our schools and introduced a concept laid out in the D.A.R.E. program: you determine what's right and wrong, and do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law, and that is a Luciferian principle. You need to get our material on Aleister Crowley, who was a Satanist, and that is what he preached, and that's what our kids are being taught. You are the determinant of what's right and wrong. How do we put it into context? We have a great new DVD called Forbidden Secret. Forbidden Secret, and it will give you the secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years by the sages, of the by the priests, by the adepts, by the people who have worked within the secret societies. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are secret societies. They exist today. Day before yesterday, I did an interview with the head of the Gnostic Templars here in the United States. A fascinating interview. I mean, he has lived in an ashram in India and in South America. He's the head of the Gnostic Templars. That interview is available from Radio Liberty. But you really want to get my DVD on the Forbidden Secret and the syllabus that goes along with that. And they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Why are we fighting in the Middle East today? Why have we been fighting 5.5 years in Afghanistan, and we just can't seem to win the war? Why have we been fighting over 4 years in Iraq? We just can't seem to win that war. And faced with two wars that we can't afford because we're having to borrow almost $3 billion or over $3 billion a day to meet our debt, why is the United States considering going to war with Iran? Well, you need to read my February newsletter. It'll be posted on our webpage very soon. If you want a free copy, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope you'll subscribe and or join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We need your help to continue doing what we're doing, trying to educate the people behind everything. There is a spiritual forces, powerful spiritual forces, that took control of our Supreme Court and took God and prayer out of our schools. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We'll tell you who they are, what they're doing now. Brotherhood of Darkness. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's innovative.